Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Thanks for letting us interrupt your viewing of Stranger Things or whatever you're streaming on a Friday night. Maybe you've gotten in the car and you got to go to grandma's house or on the highways and byways of life, because I certainly sat in traffic today. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. And thanks for bringing us along, being part of our extended family as we go. Team is assembled once again. Jason Smith, he worked a little earlier this morning. So tonight, once again, Rich Ornberger, my guy, former NFL lineman, our teammate here at Fox Sports Radio, he steps up and he's ready to step in and lay the smackdown on the Pac-12, Kevin Durant, and all the chaos that's going on. Some $3 billion are thereabouts spent in the NBA today. We'll break down that as the night goes on, talk about some betting odds and what is on Rich's plate, because they do food blogs down there in San Diego. So I'll start right now. I mean, are we still working towards, you know, Dodgers Padres kind of fair here, or are we already appetite sated?
Friday night is going to be an order in night at the Ornberger Casa.
Go.
Yeah, so I think we're either going to do tacos or sushi. I mean, you can't get really further apart in terms of cuisine, but you know, occasionally they'll slip a jalapeno on a sushi roll, I suppose. So that's what's happening. It's one or the other. Who knows? Maybe if we get really crazy, it's going to be both around here. But
no, that's what you talk about right there. Just
absolutely
set up the entire lineup. Another great day in sports talk. Why? Because it's all rumor, conjecture, speculation, and what do we do better for 3, 4, 2 hours, whatever the show length is at a time, then speculate on whereabouts and trades being forced and all that stuff. So we've got plenty of that on the horizon, Rich, and people are trying to figure out the next dominoes to fall in the giant college football landscape. And I wanted to bring attention to the Pac-12 statement from earlier today, but to back it out a little further to the statement that Cal released and get your reaction to this. Ready?
Yeah, I haven't heard this yet. Let me hear it.
There you go. This is a significant development for our university and the Pac-12. And we're engaging in constant communication with the leadership and our conference partners. Regardless of what the future holds, we maintain our steadfast commitment to the athletic and academic success of our student athletes. With 3 national championships during the past year, I mean, this is the Ric Flair, you know, wooing and strutting walk right here. With 3 national championships during the past year, excellent APR scores, and an unwavering commitment to our DEIBJ efforts, Cal Athletics is well positioned for a strong and successful future. Because Cal is one of those wild cards in this whole thing, as is Stanford, right? Been some speculation related to independence, perhaps, for them, or a realignment, reshuffling that puts them with other academic powerhouses. Not to go deep into what else is in the Pac-12, but suffice to say, here in Southern California, when you say Arizona State, folks kind of, you know, nod their head and go, a fine academic institution. Sorry for any of you listening in Arizona or are graduates of Arizona State. But that's the reality that we're looking at. So for Cal to issue that there's nothing to that statement other than peacocking over 3 titles, which I thought was brilliant, right? It doesn't address the losses, doesn't address what their part of anything is. Like, no, we trust our leaders. Now, it is new leadership. So Larry Scott, who is the punching bag to all of what has transpired, he's no longer in power. This is just what he wrought with decisions made and the trust placed in him long ago.
I look at a situation for Cal or Stanford or Oregon, or like you mentioned, Arizona State even, or Arizona for that matter, even though they've both been struggling as of late. I mean, you look at a lot of these programs in the Pac-12, and I mean, okay, let's be very honest with each other. There are a couple of programs in the Pac-12 who I really do think move the needle nationally. I think that they've played in enough big games lately that people will be interested when you hear, you know, an Ohio State-Washington matchup. The Huskies take on the Buckeyes on a big noon Saturday. Fox, you know, okay. Yeah, you got my interest. You know, assuming both teams are trending in the right direction during a season, or a Stanford against Penn State, or against an Ole Miss or something like that. Yeah, sure. Okay. But USC and UCLA leaving, and UCLA playing terrible football. It's a basketball school at this point.
Well, and everything else, right? That's mm-hmm. the big thing you get with UCLA is all of the Olympic sports.
Yeah, it's everything else. It's the Rose Bowl, the facilities, mm-hmm. the history, the uniforms, the market. Like, there's a lot that makes you love UCLA. The Tier 1 research facility that it is. I mean, there's a ton about it you love, but athletics probably comes in a close third or fourth or fifth to a lot of the other things that UCLA offers. But USC's got a lot of those boxes checked. The way I look at it is this. All of these schools should be putting on their Sunday best and trotting out and getting onto all the dating apps and swiping right with as many of these conferences as they possibly can, because you're hoping for a match at this point. Because the Pac-12, and I read that statement, I mean, that's a conference who is really hurting. I mean, they've been wounded as a conference, and very curious if they survive it.
Yeah, I was reading John Canzano. He's one of my favorites to get the inside on the Pac-12, right? He and our guy Petros Papadakis, probably 2 guys I trust in terms of their reporting, because they will be harsh as necessary and throw the flowers, you know, when the conference deserves it. Not a lot of that of late. But John Canzano, BFT, is the Twitter account. He's got his own website, and he's there in Oregon each and every afternoon, his Heisman vote, all of those things. And he was tweeting out about these things, right, that USC through a source, USC and UCLA had been talking about this as of last summer. So it's out there. Yet it's that anything you've read, anything you've heard, to me, it keeps coming back to, it seems that the Pac-12 leadership got caught with their pants down.
Yep.
Which is embarrassing at a whole other level, right? Because as a new leadership body, as it said, Larry Scott leaving, you should be reaching out to all your member organizations and at least doing the, you doing okay? Right? It's the thing the boss does, right? You've got to have your employee checkups each year, right? It's performance reviews, but a lot of it is just a, you know, maybe you give me a little insight of what's going on in your division, your department, with your coworkers and your little cohort or whatever, and maybe you glean some insights. Maybe they've got an idea of how to streamline production, whatever. This sounds like there was no check-in.
No.
You took the job and was like, all right, I'm full ahead to this. Like, meanwhile, you got everybody looking around going, all right, we're in this vacuum. Now, we have this alliance, but, you know, nobody's holding us to any of that. That's all theoretical. So USC and UCLA realizing, wow, look at the money over there. Look at the opportunities that this would represent for our universities to play on this bigger stage, to gather all of those funds that would then be disseminated and distributed to help in the, you know, with the athletes and with our programs and continue to build. I just dereliction of duties is what it comes down to. Canzara also, this was from earlier today, and this is the one I think was a bigger deal that really stood out to me, spoke to lawmakers in Washington and Oregon today. There's a movement afoot to emphasize that the public and taxpayers do not want public Pac-12 universities split from each other.
Mm.
So the effort, in theory, would keep them together in Oregon and Washington, because obviously you want Oregon and Washington. No disrespect to the good people at Oregon State. Got friends that went there or those at Washington State, but let's call it what it is. As you said, you know, if there's a Washington game against Ohio State or whatever in one of these kickoff classics, generally folks are going to tune in. Now, it's more Ohio State than other, but, you know, it's one of those tests, litmus tests of where your conferences stack up, right? Let's do a bowl game in September. And so this, with lawmakers getting involved, I think it would be a very curious process to see how that would play out.
I just think it's going to move too fast. This is what I see happening. Look, don't get me wrong. I agree that lawmakers will and want to get involved, because when it comes to sports, if a politician can make a connection to a sports team that is somehow aiming to wrong a city, or you know, do something that may not be in the best interest of another, you know, companion school in that state, well, they'll jump at the opportunity to, you know, serve their constituents, especially when it comes to something that doesn't really matter, you know, in the grand scheme of things, whether Oregon and Oregon State play in the same conference. I mean, is that saving any lives, or is that hurting anybody really? The answer is no. But it's an easy thing to curry favor amongst the general public that may or may not vote you back into the office you serve in the upcoming election. So, yeah, why not? Throw your hat into that ring. But I just think it's going to move too fast for the government and the warship, the aircraft carrier that it is, to get turned around and get moving in the right direction before decisions are made. I mean,
well,
I
would say this, Rich, not to, you know, stop you there, but the idea, I think, for pairing them to make the argument for lawmakers is, if they are public institutions,
yeah,
now you've got, in theory, it should all be pooled money, shouldn't it?
Well, UCLA is a public institution. It's a UC school. It's a UC system. It's a University of California. You know, it doesn't matter, Mike. I just don't think that any, look, don't get me wrong, if they hustle legislation through and they find a way to get something done expeditiously, and that might be the first time, you know, we've ever said that about governmental practice, then yeah, I mean, maybe there's a chance to stop something before it occurs. But I think we're going to see fast action here. I don't think Oregon or Washington or shoot, Colorado or Arizona State or Arizona or any of these Pac-12 schools that have an opportunity to jump ship for a better opportunity are going to be slowed down by the threat of legalese. They're going to do what they think is best for their coffers, for their alumni base, which, by the way, many of their alumni, if they have enough money, can sway certain things politically.
No,
you know,
certainly.
It's just,
yeah, and look, obviously UCLA is public. I wasn't even including them in the mix because that's done.
No, no, right? I know.
And California lawmakers are what they are, and you and I are both subject to their whims. But if you are in another state where something hasn't happened yet, perhaps you can rally now that, you know, this came out of the blue on them, evidently. Because that's the thing that just baffles me. Really, nobody was wise to this happening. They all look like they were standing around like a bunch of dopes. And I don't mean the politicians. I'm talking about the other member units of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
This was all done under cover of night. Billions of dollars over the next 10 years. And everybody was clueless this was happening.
Yeah. And it's going to keep happening, and that's my point is. And also, I'm not completely convinced that either A, lawmakers really want to test those waters and make strong action to preclude an Oregon, for example, from joining a Big Ten should they want to, because that'll be unpopular amongst a lot of voters as well. You know, for as many people are like, oh, good, we're keeping Oregon State and Oregon together, half the crowd is going to say, that was the wrong thing you just did. Maybe more than half the crowd. Who knows? I don't know how huge the alumni base is. But I guess my point is, this is going to be, or this has been and is going to continue to be, an ask for forgiveness, not for permission situation.
Oh, sure. Next 18 to 24 months are going to be insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to see a lot of teams go, whoops, sorry, we're now an SEC team. It's like, wait, what? What's going on here? You know, it's Hawaii's in the SEC. Yeah, she's sorry.
As we talked about yesterday, right? And I think Pete Futek had the perfect summary statement to it. It's like, once the football gets kicked off, who cares?
Right.
Right. And you care in the larger sense from the, all right, does this make it harder for my team to get to a bowl game, or if we're in, and even if you care about bowl games, because maybe you make those trips. Maybe you're an alum that decides wherever my team goes, that's where I'm headed, whether it's a great destination or it's a bowl game you've been to four times in the last 6 years. Maybe that's it. And I'm talking about certainly in the Big Ten, folks that find themselves in Texas with great regularity.
Oh, yeah.
No disrespect to those bowl games, but hey, we got our bid and we're there again. So if I'm an alum, am I going there for the fourth time? Maybe, maybe not. But it's try beyond that, you know, and if there is a team that might have eyes on a playoff berth, because eventually that probably expands. But in the interim, you know, you're saying, all right, does this make the path that much harder? And how do we schedule as many cupcakes on the early part of the schedule as we can? But outside of that, it all goes out in the wash pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Here's the hypothetical that's been pinging around in my head. I was tweeting about it earlier today. You know, so the Big Ten continues to absorb other big brands around college football. You know, maybe they do get a deal done with Oregon and Stanford. You know, maybe they do want to expand into the Colorado market and they grab the Buffaloes. You know, who knows where else and how many other teams. And say the SEC, you know, turnabouts, fair play, they continue to expand. At some point, it feels like we're heading towards is the SEC either branching off on its own, the Big Ten branching off on its own and playing against each other, or potentially forming an alliance amongst the two mega conferences and then really just telling everybody else to butt out. Because if you have the Big Ten, which, you know, turns into the Big 20 or the Big, you know, 24, whatever, however long the expansion goes until it stops, or the SEC has something equivalent in terms of numbers of participant schools, you know, you get a deal done, maybe they could even find a way to pay players. Maybe they could even find a way to fracture from the NCAA as we know it. And college football is going to be played between these two mega conferences and players are going to get salaries. And, you know, again, like we were talking last night, Mike, you know, we're not going to be able to call them student athletes anymore. We'll be able to still call them collegiate athletes, but we're going to be talking about semi-professional football, a minor leagues where you're actually going to be able to make a killing because of the popularity of the contests. I'm really curious, like what the effect is going to be in the long run and what college football looks like 5 years from now or even 10 years from now, if it's going to look even anything like it looks right now.
Yeah, we certainly talked a lot about the NCAA and its power being stripped away slowly but surely, kind of like the flakes as Voldemort kind of evaporates. That cool dissolve mode that then became in vogue. So we have that. At Ornberger on Twitter is where you find him. It's Rich Ornberger in for Jason Smith tonight. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we're going to get into Kevin Durant and why his deal. Well, we're just going to play the waiting game or some hungry, hungry hippos before anything else happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here. Rich Ornberger in for Jason Smith. Jason and I will be on the Dan Patrick Show Monday morning. We'll reconvene after a holiday weekend. Maybe there'll be another $3 billion spent in the NBA. Maybe some of the trade rumors will go down. I don't know. In the interim, you know, we get to wax poetically on so many things. I'm watching reruns of USFL games and a 30-minute interview with Mookie Betts as part of a Dodgers-Padres game here, already cruising into the fourth. But, Rich, now going to the hotline, because we got to get some NFL in between all of this NBA speculation. Let's speculate in the NFL, shall we? Joining us now on the hotline, as he does each and every week, our buddy Jason Cole, at Jason Cole 62. Find his books, the most recent of which is The Elway, A Relentless Life, over at Amazon. Pick it up. A lot of great stories. You could be the king or queen of the barbecue and the ensuing summer season. What's going on, J. Cole?
This is my two favorite radio people in the entire world, because wow, you guys actually know how to take care of your guests. Between whiskey and pizza, and Rich Ornberger has sent me Dupar's pancake flour and recipe so that I can make the best pancakes in all the world at my own home.
See, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was my pleasure, Jason. It's so funny. I say this all the time. Nothing beats a great pancake. I want that as my epitaph one day. So it's important to share the love with people I care about.
And I truly appreciate that. And anybody who's never been to Dupar's, you really should. And it really echoes my whole childhood, because, you know, and for Smith, who's like, you know, clinging to that two sandwich deal that he thinks he signed me to back in 1962.
It has been a minute, just like when the Mets came into the
existence. But see, I grew up. What you guys don't know is that Art's Deli on Ventura Boulevard was like two blocks from the Dupar's. So my entire childhood in Studio City, California, is basically spent between Art's Deli and Dupar's. Breakfast at one, lunch at the other one. It all echoes right there.
That's a beautiful circle of life right there, isn't it, Rich?
Pastrami and pancakes. That's what Ventura Boulevard's all about.
Rich, have you had this pastrami sandwich yet?
Corned beef and pastrami on rye with Swiss at Art's Deli. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's a sandwich.
Nice little spicy mustard. Yeah, you got my mouth watering over here, J. Cole. That's good stuff.
You know, if you'd come up to L.A., Rich, we probably could have gotten that done tonight. But no, you're down in San Diego.
Well, okay.
No sandwich for you.
Great. Fantastic.
See, J. Cole, it always gets back to nastiness really fast.
Well, of course.
I mean, it's Friday night. I mean, that's what it is.
Why would there be pleasantry on a Friday?
Yeah, not yet. No room for that.
No. Well, I mean, there is some, but, you know, a lot of it's just in the coffers and the wire transfers of NBA players. But in the NFL right now, we're looking at the end of the hearing, 3 days for Deshaun Watson. Some reports coming out saying, hey, might lean towards the zero in terms of a recommendation. Last time we saw that was Ezekiel Elliott. He's still got 6 games. Any chance they go to time served and maybe a few more added on?
In what world do people think that Deshaun Watson is going to be playing this season? Like, I mean, really, truly, after, you know, you've embarrassed the league to this extent. You've ruined your own reputation. Nobody knows exactly where this is going to end, right? Because
it's still not going to be over even after this.
Right. You've entangled the Houston Texans now, right?
Right.
They're involved in this craziness because Tony Busby knows where the deepest pockets are. That was not that Deshaun Watson is, you know, shallow in the pockets, but let's just say that Cal McNair's got just a little bit more money. So, and the thing about the lawsuits against the Texans is, if they continue on, they basically pit not just the Texans against, you know, the plaintiffs in this case, right? But essentially they pit the Texans against Watson in terms of trying to explain what they knew or what they didn't know and who's ultimately responsible for this. So, and, you know, that can make Watson look even worse in this whole process. So, again, I come back to, in what world do people think that Deshaun Watson is going to be on the field anytime soon. I mean, I would be absolutely shocked, because even if the, I don't know, for lack of a better word, judge, Judge Robinson, comes back with a recommendation of zero games, which I would find, you know, surprising, Roger Goodell controls this
right
thing.
But that's just it, right? Going back to the Elliott, you could tell me 0-2, something small, Goodell's still going to come back with the giant novelty gavel and say, beat it.
Right. I mean, I don't want to see him on the field anytime soon. Let's take the indefinite. Maybe indefinite comes down to, I always thought you could end up somewhere at 8 games and then you don't see him until the second half of the season. But I always think to myself, if you have to take your kids to see a Browns game and you have to explain why Deshaun Watson got in trouble, that's not really a conversation you want to have.
Not good for the league there. So many people, not to jump on you, Rich, so many people citing the personal conduct policy, which reads more to like a mission statement of everybody being treated equal versus the CBA that you signed in terms of punishment. Right? Because they didn't do this to the owners. They didn't do this. I keep hearing that and reading that all over the place. Like, yes, but the CBA, you guys signed away everything.
Article 46 of the CBA gives the commissioner ultimate authority, and they agreed to it not only in 2011, they agreed to it again in 2020 and put up almost zero fight, despite the fact that they literally gave up billions of dollars. I mean, again, I think over the 30 years of these two agreements, not 30, the 20 years of the two CBAs, the players will lose about $30 billion. In this deal. So I hope that I'd love to do some really cool math with you on that one.
Basically,
you gave up $750,000 a year to the owners for every year that you played under this deal. So you're probably not going to be sending me any more pancake flour after that. it's just, you know, with all that, with all the monetary gains, they couldn't get control of this to at least say, okay, let's go with a third-party neutral process where that person takes, you know, that person or panel of three people takes this into consideration and determines what the punishment should be. And, like, that should have been constructed more than a decade ago and leveraged against Roger Goodell, and it was not. And so we're here, and Roger's going to make the ultimate decision in this one.
Well, yeah, and not to get too bogged down, but this really is the issue of the moment in the NFL, deciding or waiting for the decisions as to what his season looks like. I just look at it kind of flatly as the reason why I think he misses the season is because Deshaun Watson didn't do anything to help the NFL this year with withholding some of this information. You know what I mean? You know, there's no question that as the world turns, we're learning more and more and more. And maybe he's not necessarily withholding the information. It's just more information is becoming available to us. But I'm sure there are people behind the scenes going, golly, if we knew that there was this much here, maybe we don't sign this contract if you're the Browns. I mean, even Atlanta has received some.
But the Browns, they told you. Wait a sec, Rich. The Browns said that they did a thorough, wasn't it, the word investigation is?
I believe background check.
Yeah, I mean, they did a lot of work here.
Oh,
I mean,
certainly.
I'm sure they made three phone calls.
Well, you know, and to that end, I guess the question I'm trying to arrive at is, don't you think that's the reason why Deshaun gets a year? Is because the Browns, I mean, by trading for Deshaun, signing him to an unprecedented amount of money in this new contract, and the way that it all went down, it just sort of feels like they've made a lot of enemies around the league, and people forget, like Roger Goodell doesn't make these decisions. These decisions are made by a competition committee or a fairness committee or whatever they want to call the committee of owners who are leveraged by the other owners to do their bidding. You know, this comes down to what the 32 collective voices, or in this case, the 31 other voices in the room, want to see done to not only Deshaun, but also the Cleveland Browns.
Essentially, that's true. I mean, look, I know that other owners are probably not happy with the contract itself.
Sure.
I don't know. And the embarrassment, I think the one thing that they hate the most about the Deshaun Watson thing is they don't look at it and go, seriously, you didn't just settle this? Like, you didn't just pay them all off, you know, right away? And you know, you just, you know, didn't write checks to make this all go away as soon as you possibly could. I mean, they look at it as basically idiotic. And that's not to try and say that this is not, that this is an insignificant thing, because it is not, all right? Deshaun Watson, the creepiness factor with Deshaun Watson is off the charts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's way off the charts with this one. Again, I don't know, you know, I don't know how to judge it criminally. Like when you put it up against what Roethlisberger did, it doesn't sound as nasty as what Roethlisberger did. But at the same time, it's creepier than what Roethlisberger did when he was playing. So that's what you know really, because it's, you know, it's just so wide ranging. So that's why the league is basically backed into a corner on this one. They have no choice but to sit him down for an extended period of time. And yes, indefinite starting in a year. And I always go back to, there's a reason he's got only a $1 million salary this year. They know this is coming. Now they have to put up some kind of public fight to try and defend him. But I think that Watson's side is pretty well aware that he's going to miss this season. They may deny it. They may publicly say, "Oh, he, you know, we can't stand for this." They may do something, you know, some kind of PR routine to try and make this look better than it is. But they know he's sitting, and that's why they designed the contract the way that they did.
All right, J. Cole, lastly for you real quick, I'd be remiss if we didn't get back into some happier things. And remember, it is a Friday night holiday weekend. Folks are in cars, family time. What does Tyreek Hill mean when he says that his relationship with Tua Tagovailoa is going to be, quote, a Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra connection?
Spicy.
Spicy and short-lived? Because they're going to replace me after replace Tua after this.
I'm not sure. Here's my question: does he even know what that means?
Well, he watched The Last Dance, I think, and thought there was something cool.
He thought there was
because the language got a little spicy.
He thought
there.
That was a loving, long-term, committed relationship.
It seems to be that way. That's exactly it. I feel like our chemistry will get there. Look, it's going to be about 2 a.m. one night where you're going to wake up and walk in your kitchen, and I'm going to be washing your dishes.
I'd love to say, but it is Friday night, and this is something of a family show.
Yeah, Jason, we'll have to do a podcast where you could say whatever you want on another platform.
yeah. This is, wow. It's like...
Yeah, ponder that one. I just blew your mind.
That is a displaced form of reality.
There you have it. Our guy, Jason Cole, at JasonCole62, is where you find him on Twitter. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the holiday. We'll send you some more whiskey, okay?
Later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rich Ornberger in for Jason Smith tonight. Jason will be back with me on the Dan Patrick Show early on Monday morning. Find me next 6 a.m. Sunday morning alongside Bucky Brooks and, of course, Rich and Steve Hartman after that show concludes, getting you into your sporting day on this holiday weekend as you're out and about. He'll be on from 10 a.m. Pacific till 2 p.m. Pacific time while we filibuster. What's going on with the Instagram stories? I mean, and what's the weekly food challenge? Like, what did they give you a budget, or are you coming out of pocket to gluttonize?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're coming out of pocket and just touring around San Diego. The weekday show in San Diego is called the Hartman and Rich O Show. And so what we do is we hit the road once a week. We try some of the local fare. You know, we'll stop by a restaurant, give a little love, give a shout out, eat some food. And we post it to the TikTok, to the Instagram. That's how we roll.
The TikTok kid. There you go.
Yeah, man.
I dig that. You know, Tyson's trying to teach me how to use that stuff. So it's good stuff. We'll be on there soon, much to the chagrin of my teenage daughters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to share that space too. Sorry, kids.
Well, I mean, they're not posting. They just view.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if they are posting, they're under aliases that I've not yet discovered.
Yeah.
Of course, I got to be honest. I haven't spent a lot of time looking because they're very easily embarrassed by me in public. Generally, you know, the public acts of anything, right? You start singing out loud as you're on a hike, they get mad and run the other way. You start singing along when you're at a concert, they're looking the other way.
Yeah, they're embarrassed.
We had a good one at Aerosmith a couple of years ago. I just saw the report that Steven Tyler's out of rehab, and they're looking to get back to their dates that are on the calendar. Aerosmith celebrating, what is it? Got to be 50 years at this point plus.
Yeah.
In terms of their celebratory and world dominance. But we were at a concert in Vegas. They were doing it at a really sweet show. It's only like 5,000, the residency they were doing. And at one point, there was a bit of music, and it was like, all right, encouraged to try to sing along. Well, I did. And I hit the notes.
Dream on.
Nah, we weren't quite to the dream on phase of things, and I forget which song it was, but I hit the notes and I had people looking around and like applauding in the section going, oh my God. And the guy next to my older daughter goes, wow, he can really sing. It's like, and he's not even drunk. Like, that's the next line from the kid, which is great. All right, joining us on the hotline as he does each and every week, the Bet the Boar podcast is where you find him. You hear him here, CBS Sports, and all over the place, at Todd Furman on Twitter, our buddy Todd Furman. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you guys holding up this fine Friday?
Oh, we're just cruising along. Big holiday weekend ahead. I'm sure a lot of folks coming in to sweat in Las Vegas and maybe get some money down on Pac-12 futures for the 2022 season.
Yeah, they'll take advantage of any Pac-12 bets they can get now. Obviously, going to look like a lot different landscape if they're looking to try and bet football futures about 2 years from now, especially as the West Coast is concerned.
As you look at the numbers and odds here the last couple days, Todd, I mean, what are the ramifications? What's the buzz there in Vegas, at least short term, as to how this current season's going to play out?
Yeah, it doesn't change the dynamic whatsoever. I think when you look at it, it's obviously much bigger for the college football landscape as a whole. But as far as betting implications, it doesn't change the way people are approaching UCLA or USC's football season going forward. It doesn't change how they see the pecking order in the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. So it's business as usual from the sports betting perspective. And I think the biggest question all of us have is what the travel toll will take on these teams that are making a number of trips from the West Coast to the East Coast, roughly 2,000 miles at minimum, over the course of a 12-game regular season. So we know it's all about the almighty dollar, and the conference and these institutions will benefit immensely. We'll be able to see what kind of impact it has in terms of on-field football product a couple of years when this whole thing actually takes shape, and we're talking about on-field activities.
Todd, before we add on the program here, I was just checking over some of the NBA free agency and trading odds. It's amazing what you can bet on these days, but this is the offseason of the NBA. You have to capitalize on this action because there's so much interest in this. It's a soap opera that you can actually spend money and win money on. So Kyrie Irving, right now the handle is hot for him to go to the Lakers. Is that a safe bet, or do you think there's a better player on the board?
Yeah, I mean, he's a heavy favorite to end up there. You're looking at some of the offshore books at right around -$3 for Kyrie to be wearing purple and gold this upcoming season. What I think is interesting is when you look at the odds for the Lakers to win the NBA championship, we've seen those numbers cut from 16 or 18 to 1 at some spots, as low as 10 to 1. I'm not sure Kyrie is the missing link, and granted, he realized basketball immortality when he was playing alongside LeBron James, but neither of them are spring chickens right now. And I think when you look at the potential layout of the Western Conference, the Lakers are still a cut behind. And as far as some of the other player movement that we've seen, the Suns' number has been cut down considerably, 5.5 to 1 or thereabouts, for them to get out of the Western Conference amid speculation that KD ends up there. The Clippers' numbers come down a shade with their acquisition of John Wall, which I think is fascinating, knowing that Wall hasn't played more than 40-plus regular season games since 2016. And then the big move today, as far as the Minnesota Timberwolves are concerned, they may think they found their missing link, giving up a laundry list list of draft picks and some role players for Rudy Gobert, but odds makers not impressed. You didn't see much movement on the Timberwolves from about 40-1, and most books have held strong still at 40-1 for them to win the title.
It's an awful lot of stuff and assets to give up for a guy. You know, whenever it's five picks and people get excited, Todd, I just kind of chuckle going, yeah, let's see what those actually turn into. They're draft picks years from now.
Well, I think that's the big thing. I mean, if you're Minnesota, obviously, and you're making this deal, you're figuring those picks are going to be outside the top 20. And the way the NBA draft has gone over the last couple of years, it honestly feels like you're flipping coins after the top five to 10 picks. And I think more and more when you look across the sporting landscape, teams like the Golden State Warriors who built their dynasty in-house, it wasn't because they just had picks in the top five in the draft. It was doing their scouting, getting pieces that fit their system. And you even see that mold take hold in the National Football League where the Rams could care less about draft capital, trade some of your draft picks for proven assets, and begin to build some sustainability that way. And with some of the max deals we're seeing in the NBA, I think for me what's more fascinating is trying to figure out how Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert will work together, but you have to figure cat slots to the four, and for a guy who didn't really want to be a rim protector and a post defender, he can now be more of a perimeter threat offensively and allow Rudy to do the dirty work underneath.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how these rights deals, these that the networks are paying the NBA, for example, just keep, I mean, astronomically increasing. $25 billion is the current rights deal for the NBA. Mike informed me that Adam Silver has said recently he thinks he can triple that. And my knee-jerk reaction was, well, that's all because gambling. That, I mean, just the inclusion that gambling all of a sudden is having and sports betting is having inside of these leagues. You know, these leagues are hiring gaming analysts, and these leagues are having, you know, league-wide sponsorships with sports books and with casino partners and all those things. It just sort of feels like we're embarking on an age probably within this decade where we're going to see a live scroll of prop bets and, you know, halftime odds that you can bet on live in game with a companion app. And that's the reason why these networks are taking the risk of spending, potentially overspending near term, to make all that money back in the long term.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of upside and opportunity to be realized for the leagues that want to be smart. They want to think outside the box and try and figure out unique ways that they can monetize their sporting event. And it's not so much the marquee games in the NBA playoffs and NBA finals, the Super Bowl, that sort of thing. It's but how do you engage viewers on a Tuesday night for a regular season game in early December where most casual fans could care less about watching an NBA basketball game instead of doing a variety of other things. The one thing that I look at it from, you know, I guess a not so impartial observer standpoint is I don't think any league has executed a strategy yet or even has the greatest ideas for how they're going to be able to maximize some of the revenue potential that comes from it. And that's TV networks that would fall into those buckets. It's leagues. They all think that they have the perfect formula, the holy grail for being able to achieve this. But the reality of it is, unless you want to bring in actual sports bettors and those folks who understand the mentality of a recreational bettor, I think they're going to continue to take swings. They're going to spend a lot of money, and more often than not, they're going to end up walking back to the dugout after a three-pitch strikeout.
All right, Todd, it's July 1st, so we celebrate Bonilla Day. First reference I've made to it all night because we talked about it last night and celebrated it East Coast style. But since it is only July 1st, you know, what's a guy to do if he's looking to find some betting action? Are you seeing action in baseball lines, USFL playoffs and championships,
UFC,
money in the bank from the WWE? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned UFC, of course, a big title fight tomorrow night. You've seen Israel Adesanya take money, opening right around minus 350. His price upwards of $5. You've seen the under rounds prop also take some money, 4.5 shaded over, and that price has come down a little bit. Of course, when you look at some of the other fights on the card, no doubt that the Max Holloway-Alexander Volkanov fight will attract plenty of attention. And the one thing about UFC, given the price tags you see for some of the marquee fighters, is the recreational bettor loves the parlay favorite. So if you're the bookmaker, you just want one upset somewhere over the course of a Saturday night card, and it ends up making your day. But when you're looking elsewhere in the betting landscape, regular season baseball, you're going to have a number of folks firing into those numbers. USFL between Birmingham and Philadelphia, we'll see exactly what that does for betting handle, but the books that I've spoken to said most of the USFL action that they've taken all season has been from professional bettors, so it's not as though recreational folks are getting involved. And of course, plenty of on-track activities. Xfinity race tomorrow from Road America, and then when you shift gears to Sunday, you have the Cup race as well, and of course, IndyCar from Mid-Ohio. So there are plenty of secondary sports for folks that are looking to get their action fix in, but Jay should take advantage of this downtime because 2 months from now, there'll be plenty of football to fill their weekend menus.
Is there any weird 4th of July prop bets that you can make? Like, and I'm asking this because I don't know the answer.
You
want to
bet on hot dog eating contests? Yeah, or
a hot dog eating contest, Nathan's. I mean, has there ever been a book that took handle on a fireworks display over under total time? You know, any weird odd 4th of July betting that can go on, can go down?
Yeah, nothing so much in the way of fireworks or anything like that, but the hot dog contest has definitely taken on a life of its own in the betting community. And when you look at the over-under for Joey Chestnut, that price is set at 74.5. If you believe he's going to break his own personal record at 76.5, you can get a price right around plus $2 if you shop around. Ironically enough, one of the quote-unquote sharpest bets I've seen as it pertains to the hot dog festivities come Monday morning is Mieke Sudo under 49.5. We know she returns from maternity leave and not having competed last year, so we'll see if she's able to get to her high standards. But as ridiculous as it sounds, guys, we've seen a correlation between hot dog consumption and weather, and knowing it's supposed to be a little bit humid and sticky outside, it'll be a much different dynamic than the way these eaters have been able to perform in closed confines over the last couple of years.
There you go. We'll take the under. Nicely done, Todd.
That's amazing.
You love that, Rich. At Todd Furman, he gives you even the weather and how it's impacting your gluttony personally and where you can find some dollars at the Nathan's contest. Todd, you are the best. Nothing stops you, brother.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Harm, best of luck with all your F1 picks. I know that's what you're looking for first thing Sunday morning.
Let's get it, buddy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.